Thank you. Welcome to the House Transportation Committee. Today is March 21st. The time is 2:10 p.m. And I'd like to call this meeting to order. We have present Representative Tallarico, Representative Story, Representative Rasmussen, Co-Chair Stutes, and myself, Chair Wohl. And we have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Nate Williams, moderator, and Julia Bushman, recording secretary. We'll have hearing two bills today, HB 34, an act naming the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge by Representative Tallarico, and also HB 88, an act naming the Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge, both by Representative Tallarico. We'll hear HB 34 first. I'd like to invite Representative Tallarico and Mr. Tom Studler, staff to Mr. Tallarico, up to the table. I guess it's not Tom coming up. Sure. Okay. Brief at ease. We're back on. Back in line, back online, whatever. I'd like to recognize Representative Drummond is here, and Representative Tallarico, you may begin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair, Madam Co-Chair, and committee members, for hearing this today. I'm Representative Dave Tallarico. I represent House District 6, and I do appreciate the opportunity to present to you House Bill number 34. House Bill 34 amends Alaska Statute 35.40 by naming Bridge Number 506 over the Tok River, which is on the Alaska Highway. That's at mile 1309, and it would be named the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge. Scott was a person who led from the front. He set very high standards for himself. After graduating his recruit class as a valedictorian, he was assigned to the Fairbanks Patrol, the Alaska State Troopers. Scott became involved with the Special Emergency Response Team for 19 years and held positions of a perimeter team leader, entry team leader, and acting team leader. He was a canine handler, an instructor, and a coordinator. In addition, Scott trained at least 33 dual-purpose and or drug detection canine teams throughout the entire state of Alaska. He also worked in the Alaska Bureau of Investigation and at the age of 36 was promoted to sergeant. Scott oversaw the patrol shift and later transferred to the Alaska Bureau of Alcohol and Drug Enforcement, and Scott earned at least 43 letters of commendation in his career, including two commendations for honorable service during that career. Scott Johnson was an Alaska State Trooper, and we lost Scott in the line of duty on May the 1st, 2014. He'd served the state of Alaska for 23 years. I would like this to be a lasting memorial to a man who gave his life in the line of duty to the citizens of the state of Alaska. And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, with me are my staff members, Tom Studler on my right and Julie Morris on my left.
Thank you. Thank you. Representative Tallarico, I'd also like to recognize Representative Klayman has joined us. Are there any comments or questions from the committee? Representative Story.
Yes, I had the opportunity serving on state affairs to hear this bill and sign on to it. And we heard very compelling testimony about Officer Johnson. And I very much support this.
Thank you, Representative Story. I, too, am on the State Affairs Committee. I, too, heard this bill there, and I heard the very moving testimony from many people. So I'm in full support of this bill. Representative Klayman, then Representative Rasmussen.
How big, small, medium is the bridge? And I've probably driven over it at one point or another, but when I just see a number, I think, that's kind of interesting. Can you just describe the bridge itself?
I can, Representative Klayman, through the chair. It's east of, on the east side of Tok, where it crosses the Tanana River. It's reasonably new construction there. It's a bridge that's being newly constructed. And the Tanana River there, I wish I had the details, but I would say that's probably, it's got a span of, I would guess, close to 200 feet, maybe a little over 200 feet. And it's a reasonably new construction there. And on both sides of the river, there are actually going to be rest area pull-offs, kind of where our old highway was and where the old bridge used to be located, where they did it. So it's that one east of the largest one east of Tok before you get to the Taylor Highway. It's actually at the very end of the flats when you go into the hills there.
Okay. Thank you. I would say that's a larger bridge in the scheme of things.
But Representative Rasmussen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Wall. My father-in-law and brother-in-law are both first responders, and I have an immense amount of respect for what they do. This gentleman putting his life on the line, I think, is very well deserved to recognize him with this bill, so I will be supporting it.
Thank you.
Representative Stutz.
Thank you. I might as well follow up, and I couldn't agree with my fellow legislator who just spoke. I have the utmost respect for all of our first responders, and whether they're troopers, police officers, whatever they might be, they put their lives out there when we're home sleeping safe and sound. It's a beautiful thing, and we're lucky. And I am in full support of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, we're going to open for public testimony. Is there anyone online that wishes to testify? Seeing no one online, is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify? Seeing and hearing from no one, I'll close public testimony. Any final questions or comments from the committee? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a wonderful idea and a fitting memorial to the service of this trooper. Is this the bridge that's just a few miles east of Tok? Maybe it might not even be 10 miles east of Tok, if I'm looking at my Google map correctly. Maybe 15 miles at the outside.
Through the chair, yes. Representative Drummond, yeah. It is. Yeah. Yes.
I'll have to say that looking at it over Google, I think it's a little longer than 200 feet. It sounds like a pretty substantial bridge. And I have definitely driven over it, and so has anybody who has driven home from Juneau or back heading to the interior. It will be a pleasure to drive past this bridge once we've named it, so I'm in full approval.
Thank you, Representative Drummond. I may have to drive home this year, too. I haven't done it, so this might be my year. May I have a motion for HB 34? Representative Stutz.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. I move to report HB 0034A with attached zero fiscal note from committee.
Hearing no objection. We will take a brief at ease and sign the document. Call this meeting back to order. We can sign and hold the meeting at the same time. Next up is HB 88. Representative Tallarico, seeing that you're still at the table, why don't you continue?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and Madam Co-Chair and committee members. I do appreciate this opportunity as well to present House Bill 88. This legislation, similar to what we just recently discussed, amends Alaska Statute 35.40 by naming bridge number 392 over the Chattanooga River, and that's at mile 38.8 of the Steese Highway north of Fairbanks. And this would be named in honor of Trooper Gabe Rich. It would be the Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge. On May the 1st, 2014, Gabriel Lennox Rich gave his life while answering the call of duty in Tanana. Gabe attended Lathrop High School in Fairbanks, graduated in 2006. He then went on to Montana State University and the University of Alaska Anchorage before he pursued his lifelong dream of entering the ranks of law enforcement. After graduating from the Fairbanks Police Academy in 2007, he went to work for the North Pole Police Department until he was accepted by the Alaska State Troopers in 2011. Of all of his achievements, the greatest of these soon followed when he became a father. Integrity was the foundation of his career as a trooper, and love was his foundation at home. As a father and spouse, you couldn't have asked for a more dedicated and compassionate man. In his career, Gabe was dependable, kind, and had an innate ability to bring comfort in difficult situations. He loved his work and those he worked with. Gabe Rich was an Alaska State Trooper, and we lost him in the line of duty on May 1st, 2014. He'd served the state of Alaska for over 7 years. And again, I would like this to be a lasting memorial to a man who gave his life in the line of duty to the citizens of the state of Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. Any questions or comments from the committee? Representative Story.
Yes, I appreciated the pages showing the public support for this honor. I know it's good to know of the support back home for this, so thank you for getting that.
Thank you. Any other comments? Well, I didn't hear this bill in the other committee, so I'm glad we're the first ones to hear it. I'm glad to it's in our committee. It's both a sad thing and a very good thing. So I'm glad it's being done. I guess at this time I'll open for public testimony, and it looks like we do have some people online to testify. We have Captain Wall from the Fairbanks State Troopers, Alaska State Troopers, Detachment D Commander. Captain Wall, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Could you state your name and your present your testimony, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Ronald Wall, R-O-N-A-L-D, last name W-A-L-L. I'm the Captain and Detachment Commander of D Detachment, Alaska State Troopers, Department of Public Safety.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman, I know that we've touched on Trooper Rich's being a parent and being a member of the community and growing up here, and I think that's vital. But although Trooper Rich was not a trooper quite as long as Sergeant Johnson was, he had a great impact on this organization. Here in Fairbanks, he worked in our patrol unit, he worked in our rural unit, and he was going to transfer to Southeast. But what I think is more important than the quality of work that Trooper Rich performed, which was outstanding, was the joy and the happiness that he brought in every contact that he made. He was, I don't know how to say it, but the life of the party. He was a joy to be around. He was a terrific employee. But he was wonderful to those that he served, and I think that that this bridge would be an honor to him.
Thank you, Captain Wall. Thanks for your calling in today and testifying. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Seeing none, I also want to comment that the widows of the slain troopers also helped with legislation that was passed last year for increasing death benefits and for the families of these slain troopers, which was very important. I'm glad we were able to do that too. So seeing no questions or comments, I would like to move the bill. Can I have a motion? Oh, sorry. Closing public testimony.
Mr. Chair, I move to report House Bill 0088A with attached zero fiscal note from committee.
Hearing and seeing no objection, this bill is passed. We will gavel out and sign the document afterwards. That concludes our business for today. And thank you, Representative Tallarico and Representative Tallarico's staff for bringing this.
Chairman, if I could say, I want to thank the committee very much. Thank you. Very much appreciated by myself, my staff, and the families.
Thank you. And I hope this bill gets through the legislature quickly and gets signed into law, because I want to drive over those bridges and see those signs.
It'll give us a destination.
And I'm sorry, Representative Tallarico, can you you maybe did in your presentation, where is the Gabe Rich Bridge?
It's on mile 38.8 up the Steese Highway. So it's a bridge that crosses the Chattanooga River. It's and actually, Tom figured out it's 317 feet long.
This one is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, crossing the Chattanooga.
Okay. Well, that one, I'll definitely, it's a little closer to home, I'll definitely drive over that one this summer.
It's a beautiful spot.
And maybe I'll hit the one in Tok, too.
How close is it to where Birch Creek comes in?
It's farther down from Birch Creek.
Yeah.
Birch Creek's all the way out.
I want to say maybe another 30 miles or so. Closer.
This is closer to Fairbanks?
Closer to Fairbanks, yeah, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
With that, this meeting will adjourn, and thank you all. Thank you, committee members. Thank you.